This is a segment from The Annex, an academic sociology-themed podcast. For more, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com. You guys want to talk about moon pie?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so before we get started on it, I mean, I know it's your item, but like when I hear moon pie, it just makes me very nostalgic for a very specific moment, which is for Pete Peterson's memorial service. A lot of sociologists went to Nashville to attend that. And I remember going to Robert's Western Wear with Paul DiMaggio, Jen Lena, and Steve Tepper. And, you know, they had the recession special was advertised there, and it was a PBR fried bologna sandwich and a moon pie. I did not order that, but, you know, that's like, you know, I'm from the West Coast and, you know, I went to grad school on the East Coast. So I basically am only dimly aware that this regional delicacy of the moon pie exists. But that's like the main point I associate it with is, you know, hanging out with, you know, mutual friends of Pete. At his memorial service. But I know that what you're going to talk about is a lot less warm and fuzzy.
Well, first of all, is that the quintessential? I don't know Tennessee. Is that the quintessential Tennessee meal?
Fried sandwich and a moon pie? Well, I think that was slightly jokey, right? And it was like kind of like deliberately caricatured. But, you know, based on my extensive experience of spending a total of 6 days in this great state of Tennessee, I guess they like moon pies.
Yeah, but that was the recession special though, right?
Yeah, this is in like 2010. Mm-hmm. So it was only a few years after the market crash.
Yeah, now you just get a moon pie. Moon sandwich. Just for those of you who don't know, moon pie is a commercial sweets product. It's like a chocolate covered marshmallow and cookie sandwich sort of.
I like how you called it a commercial sweets product. You sound like you're writing a tariff code. Like you have to be very precise in identifying categories. You can't say it's a candy or it's a cookie. You have to say it's a commercial sweets product.
Like, well, it's not a cookie, like,
article
is it?
And paragraph number that's listed under.
Yes, for human consumption.
Yeah.
So just for those of you who don't know, moon pie has been all the buzz on Twitter recently because the product social media manager has taken a new tack, which is kind of being a dick to people. It's like basically when people have started taking pot shots at the brand online and the brand account takes pot shots back. Like, for example, the best one was it told a Twitter user, if we need social media advice from someone with 2 followers, we'll be in touch. And it does things like make fun of how people spell their names.
Yeah, I saw that.
What were your reactions?
I saw that one. Yeah.
I mean, didn't you find it interesting that a corporation can do that? That it can berate their customers publicly? I mean, I was expecting if you don't like the product, you know, have a coupon and we're so sorry, but that's not the case anymore.
Yeah, I derive great delight, actually. And, you know, I'm not on Twitter, right? But there's this thing called Google, and you can Google moon pie, and it brings up some of the most interesting tweets and retweets. And I was totally amused.
Yeah, so the best parody of it was a Twitter user called Alex But Online. Wrote a dialogue, guy, this moon pie sucks. Customer service 2005, we've reimbursed you in full and here's a coupon for your trouble. Customer service 2017, get your corn cob looking ass offline before they miss you at the farmer's market. So, well, it's a little bit like, you know, these like pickup artist creeps. They've adopted the strategy of negging, you know?
Negging the like customer.
You feel ashamed, so you have to buy more marshmallows.
Well, I think it's a brilliant marketing move. It could have backfired spectacularly. And it's working because it's breaking through the clutter. I mean, I think I mentioned moon pie like 3 or 4 times on Twitter yesterday, which I never would have done. And it's working because it's breaking a very strong norm in marketing that you don't insult potential customers. And in transgressing that norm, you know, we block out advertising all the time and corporate communication, but the sight of a consumer brand being rude to people is absolutely noteworthy. And people are talking about it.
So number one, I don't think there's any evidence that the people that they're being rude to are actually customers. So I think it's okay. Number one, which then actually brings more traffic, right? Which then maybe will help to increase their number of actual customers. So that's number one. And number two, you know, I think although what gets the most attention on MoonPie seems to be, you know, the sarcasm and the snark. There are also these like very wonderful, tender moments that you also see. Like, you know, I saw a couple where someone seemed bereft and the person responded, hey, if you want to talk offline, right, you know, we can totally do that. And, you know, and so...
Well, like MoonPie is counseling people now?
Yeah. And so it's sort of like, so I think where this strategy is different is actually in not just in negging customers or potential customers, but actually seeming human as opposed to being a corporation.
Wow, that's very tender. and I'm glad that in this time of dislocation and isolation that we can turn to a chocolate marshmallow for comfort. But I was thinking that, you know, Joe was talking about like, you know, the angry brand attacking you. Have you guys seen the masterful social satire that is Idiocracy?
No, I have not.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, God, it's a great movie. At least it's a great premise. I know people differ on the execution, but it definitely has great stuff in it. And so the premise is that a man goes to sleep for 1,000 years and wakes up in the future, and everyone in the future is a complete moron. And one of the funniest things about it is like what has happened to brands. And so Carl's Jr.'s slogan in the year 3000 is "Fuck you, I'm eating."
It's a gutsy move, though, to do that. Yeah. You know, it could have completely backfired, but this social media manager is going to be winning industry awards. However, you know, this is only going to work one time. I think I saw Jolt Cola trying to jump on the being an asshole bandwagon, and it's not going to work the second time because, you know, once the first transgression of the norm is the one that counts, that's the one that people – are going to notice. After that, it's a bandwagon effect. You know what is interesting? In a way, it's very much a Donald Trump style of brand management, but in a different space, right? You're getting attention by insulting and seeming boorish, but like at least you're getting attention. Like the fact that we've been discussing moon pies for like 6-7 minutes on this podcast, and you know, people are doing it all over the place. I mean, I hadn't even thought about Moon Pie, and half of the game.
Yeah, Kasich would have offered you a coupon for a free Moon Pie.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I feel like I have to interject here because I do not like I take umbrage at the fact that you are actually putting Trump and Moon Pies in the same category, because let me tell you, I actually think that Moon Pie account, I think even the insulting tweets are actually intelligent. And that's the difference.
Well, okay, so but Trump is good as an insult comic. I mean, I don't want him as president, but I do have to admit that he's very witty, and you know.
He would have been good on a Comedy Central roast.
Yeah, and in fact, he was on a Comedy Central roast where famously people were allowed to make fun of anything but his net worth. But, you know, I mean, the guy actually is talented at slinging a barb, you know, which is not necessarily what you want in a commander in chief, but you got to get the devil.
The leader of the free world.
Yeah, he's, I don't know. You know what I mean? He is lowbrow, where I can't believe I'm saying a moon pie is actually relatively highbrow.
Don't blame me. I voted for the chocolate marshmallow.
For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.